We stand, or we sit actually, literally 30 some odd hours before Shavuos. The second day of Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah, tomorrow being the final day of Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. last night we counted the 48th day of the Omer. We're really getting very close. Shavuos is literally knocking at our door. And as Shavuos approaches, it's important, it's incumbent upon us to think about what Shavuos is. What is Shavuos? So we know what Shavuos is. Shavuos is cheesecake. Shavuos is cheese blintzes. Shavuos is staying up the whole night learning Torah and then sleeping the whole day away on Shavuos Day. What is Shavuos? What's Shavuos about? So we know Chazal teach us davening, it comes very, very clear. Shavuos is man matan Torah seinu. Shavuos is the day of the year where there's no mitzvos, there's no lulav, there's no sukkah, there's no shofar. And some people think that cheesecake is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah that I'm aware of, neither in the Rabbanah that I'm aware of. It's a minhag to have milchiks on Shavuos, an important minhag. There's no mitzvos hayom. There's nothing to do. The lone thing that we focus on Shavuos, Abosai, the lone thing that we keep in mind on Shavuos is the Torah. Focus on the Torah. When we talk about Torah, we talk about what Torah represents to us, what Torah is about. So there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of things come to mind. But one thing in particular that I thought I wanted to focus on, I think it's a unique aspect of Torah that I think we should keep in mind as Shavuos comes, and I think hopefully it will help us appreciate a pasuk that we are very, very used to singing, and also hopefully help us internalize one of the very, very important messages of Shavuos. This week and a half ago, we had a Shabbaton in Rapid Shemesh, and we asked the panelists, if you recall, on Friday night, some questions. The final question we asked the panelists, some of you may not have been there anymore. The final question we asked the panelists is, guys, what do you do when you need inspiration? These are Bnei Torah, they were all three of them, four of them, even the surfer. They were all Bnei Torah. They're all people that are very seriously devoted to learning Torah and committed to Torah. What do you do when you need inspiration, we asked them. And they said different things. Nice answers. They were a little taken aback by the question. But surprised, shocked. I like their answers very much, honestly. I've thought about them a bunch since the Shabbaton. The middleman, Dr. Feiner, my children's dentist, so he had the following comment to say, if you remember. He said, oftentimes I find that when I have uridos in life, when I have like down times in life, there's almost always a correlation, he said, between that and a lack of Torah learning in my life, he said. And so he said, what I do when I want some inspiration, believe it or not, is I go to the Beis Medrash for half an hour. I learn a little bit. And like almost all the time, invariably, that helps rejuvenate me. It helps me get a spark back. It just puts me back on track, so to speak. It helps me get back focused on what I should be doing with my life. It brings me the inspiration that I need as I go through life. I thought that was a remarkable answer and a remarkable thought. And as I was thinking about Shavuos, I think that it's not a chiddush at all, what he said. In fact, it's a pasuk. Pasha pshat in a pasuk, and we must have all each saying this year maybe hundreds of times. One pasuk found in the 19th chapter of Tehillim. The pasuk says, as we know, Torah Hashem Timima Meshivas Nafesh. The Torah of Hashem is tamima, is perfect. Meshivas nafesh. Meshivas nafesh means it returns the soul. It brings back the soul. Rabosai, we all know that life and that human life, that human beings are comprised of two parts, two major parts. There's body and soul. There's the guf and there's the neshama. And oftentimes, the body takes over. Oftentimes, the body takes control. Oftentimes, the guf, is in command. And the nefesh, the neshama, the soul, the spiritual part of the person gets lost. You get busy, school's happening, I get busy with my classes, life's happening, things are going on. Opposed to what Torah does to a person, what it has to do, is Torah brings back the nefesh. Torah Hashem, Tanina Meshivas Nefesh. It gives us a direction in life, it gives us a path in life. It reminds us that we're not just body going through a physical existence in this world, but that we have something much more meaningful to live for. We live for a connection to Hashem. We live because we want to see Hashem. If you ever look at this parak in Tehillim, it's a parak Yutess. Parak begins, we say it every Shabbos morning, I'm going to tell you a pshat now that you should remember for the rest of your lives, every single Shabbos morning and Yontif morning when you say this parak of Tehillim, remember this pshat. Look at this parak, it's so strange. I'll read the parak very quickly. Hashemayim mesafim kvod kel. The sky speaks about the honor of Hashem. U'ma'asa yadav magid ha-rakia. And the rakia speaks about Hashem's handiwork. Yom l'yom v'yomer, v'lai l'chavedas. Wow, God's unbelievable. B'chol ha'aretz tzatzak avam. The shemesh, like the sun, like the chasan coming out from his chuppah, shining. Then it says, Torah Hashem to be Meshivas Nefesh. Ma kesher. See God in nature. Beautiful nature, beautiful world. To quote Aaron Yitzchaki from before today, Mother Nature. Beautiful. Love it. Ma kesher between that and the second part of the pasuk. Torah Hashem to be Meshivas Nefesh. It is Hashem to be Meshivas Nefesh. Torah. Says the Ibn Ezra beautifully on this pasuk, there's two ways to see God. One is by nature. That's the first part of the chapter. Look at the sky. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the Bria that Hashem created. Wow! God's awesome. And there's another way to see Hashem. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. You look in the Torah, you see God. You look in the Torah, you see Ruchnias. You look in the Torah, you see your neshama. Your neshama that was maybe dormant. Or maybe hibernating, or maybe very, very fast asleep for a very long time, chas v'shalom. It's refreshing. The Gemara says elsewhere, there's a certain Torah teaching that was taught one time. A certain Amor was looking for a teaching of Torah, and he finally got the pshat, and he said, "Wow, kimayim karim al nefesh ayefa, like cold water on a tired soul." I think there are people in this room that ran marathons this year. I'm looking around to see a few ran marathons. Someone, real marathons, 26 miles, half marathons, this, that, K's, 10 K's, 13 K's, whatever K's you ran. After the K, all you want to do is just give me some water. Just throw some cold water on me. I'm tired. Our souls also get tired sometimes. How do we revive them? How do we refresh ourselves? But the Torah is refreshing. Torah is refreshing. Torah refreshes our neshama. Torah refreshes our souls. Torah talks to our neshama. It's very possible for this year we always knew we had neshama. Maybe we even felt it with Davin sometimes. And hopefully over the course of this year as we learned Torah and we opened our gemaras and we opened our hearts and we opened our insides, we connected with our neshamas through Torah. That's what it's about, Abu Sayyid. This Yantav Shuas that we're about to take upon is so special because of the Torah. And the Torah is so many things to us. The one thing the Torah is it's a constant reminder, a refresher course, if you will, of the neshama that we have inside of us. Torah Hashem Tinyum Meshivas Nefesh. It reminds us wherever we are about the Kedusha, about the ruchnias, about the spirituality we have inside of ourselves. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate on Shavuos. Shavuos is a day of celebration. It's also a day of learning all night and eating cheesecake. It's a day of celebration. In life, when you get the best gift in the entire world, the best gift ever, imagine what that is. I don't know what it is. Maybe a chance to play one of the best tennis players at Wimbledon. Wow, can you imagine a bigger present in that entire world? You're going to celebrate. That's an opportunity of a lifetime. You're going to rejoice. You got a chance to meet the best writer. I don't know who the best writer is. Stephen King, some say. The best writer ever. You have an audience, an hour, just you and Stephen King. You're not going to sleep before an hour with Stephen King. I'm so pumped. How am I going to make that? You meet the world's best violinist. King of the violin.
His name?
Yitzhak Perlman. Yitzhak Perlman? Is a Jew? Pasha. And you meet the Yitzhak Perlman guy. You're going to rejoice. The gift of a lifetime. Abosai, that's Torah is. Torah is the best gift. Kilakach tov nasati lachem, Hashem says, I gave you the best gift. Torah se'al ta'azov. Torah is the best gift. Torah refreshes us. Torah inspires us. Torah is our lifeline. Sometimes we don't see it that way because sometimes we're a little bit too focused on our guf. But Shavuos reminds us, you know what? Besides the guf could be okay. A day doesn't go by and we don't eat. Unless it's a fast day. How can you not eat? Your body needs nourishment. My father used to like to say all the time also, you got to feed your body. Your body needs to eat. How can a day go by without learning Torah? Is it possible? Your body has to eat. And your soul has to eat also. And the soul food that a person eats to nourish his soul is Torah. I've also said we should be zocha to be makabel the Torah. We should be zocha to accept the Torah. To realize how sweet the Torah is and how precious the Torah is and how refreshing the Torah is. We should be zocha to make a connection with Torah this Shavuos and continue our connection with the Torah and deepen our connection so that the connection with the Torah is not something which is casual and, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but something which is deep, deep a part of us. Deepen our neshama, deepen our souls. We should be zocha to be mekabel the Torah, be simcha, u be ava. Amen.